Why do I have to pay VAT on some safety footwear and not others? VAT, or value-added tax, the safety footwear might seem like a confusing and complex issue at first, because there appear to be different VAT rules for different types of footwear. Well, don't worry, because in about 3 minutes you'll have all the answers behind the what's and the why's. And on top of this, you'll also pick up some other interesting and helpful pieces of info on this topic from our quick and simple FAQs that will definitely come in handy further down the line. First things first. The first important thing to consider is that VAT is a business tax imposed by the government on goods and services bought by a customer. So unless a company's revenue is under a certain amount, it is legally required to pay VAT. As a result, each company and wearer in the UK must abide by the different safety footwear VAT ratings discussed in this article, and it's definitely not a VAT cost particular to V12 footwear. So what are the VAT rules for safety boots? Safety boots are zero rated for VAT. This means you pay 0% no VAT when making a personal purchase. For example, if you're self-employed and you're buying a pair of safety boots for yourself. However, safety boots are not zero rated for VAT for companies who are buying them for employees. This means a company will have to pay VAT if it makes a safety boot purchase. So what are the VAT rules for safety shoes? Safety shoes are not zero rated for VAT. This means that you will always pay VAT on a safety shoe, whether it's a company buying for employees or if you're purchasing a pair for yourself. Do I still pay VAT on a safety shoe even if it's got the same spec as a safety boot? Yes. A safety shoe's specification doesn't change the VAT rule. In other words, even if you believe your safety shoes meet the same requirements as a particular safety boot, you'll still need to pay the VAT. This is because the VAT rule isn't based on spec, but type of footwear. So why is there a different VAT rule for safety boots and shoes? Well, the zero rated VAT rule on safety boots is from the 1990 EU VAT rules. Unfortunately, safety shoes were not included in this ruling, which means they are not exempt from VAT. This rule is known as a standstill derogation, which means it can't be changed or amended. So if you're hoping that one day safety shoes will become VAT-free like safety boots, sadly, the chances are slim. But will the VAT rules change because we've left the EU? Good question. The rules around VAT haven't changed much due to the UK leaving the EU, and for many wearers and businesses, things won't really seem different because most of the VAT changes affect importing and exporting rather than taxation within the UK. There is no indication that zero-rated VAT rules on safety boots and shoes will change due to the UK having left the European Union. So, is a safety trainer classed as a safety shoe? Yes. A safety trainer is considered a type of safety shoe. This therefore means VAT is payable on it. So how is a boot classed differently from a shoe? Well, the difference between a shoe and a boot all comes down to one important aspect of the lower limbs, the ankle. A shoe covers the foot but doesn't go above the ankle, whereas a shoe officially becomes a boot when the shoe's upper comes up over the wearer's ankle. Important. Finally, it's important to remember that the information in this blog is a general guide presenting existing information made available by the government. If you're looking for information on VAT for your business, you should consult a tax expert for advice specific to your company. So, we hope you've picked up some useful guidance that will help you understand your own or your company's future safety footwear purchases. And now you've learnt about the VAT details of safety footwear, well, the only thing left to do is to find the boot or shoe that's right for you. And you can check out the V12 safety footwear range, simply head to v12footwear.com.